This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Well, the Patriots wide receiver Stephon Diggs is accused of assault. He is categorically denying the allegations, according to his lawyer. But he's accused of assaulting a woman who worked for him. And this happened on the same exact day, ironically, that his brother, who played Trayvon Diggs, who plays for the Cowboys, the same day that he was cut from the team.
Bad day for the family.
Bad day for the family. I thought I heard that their other brother was arrested, which he has a kind of a lengthy, or at least, I don't know, if maybe you don't call it lengthy, but he definitely has a criminal record. But I think his other brother may have been arrested on the same day, too. A lot going on for the Diggs family.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Day. Well, apparently the person who's accused was a chef or something.
I heard that.
Yeah, and at first the person didn't want to press charges, and then now they've come out, they want to press charges. I mean, what? I'll give the person credit for one thing, which is that she apparently quit her job after she had the altercation with him. A lot of times they'll stick around for another 6 months or a year or 2 years.
And then make the claim. Yeah, it says
exactly.
He slapped her and choked her at his home.
Over money or something.
That's nice.
And
from
going from one Patriot to another, it looks like people all over the internet are speculating that Tom Brady may have had plastic surgery. Have you seen this, Heidi?
No, he's got a bad hairpiece, though, but I didn't know about the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
He does. He has a hairpiece. Come on, that's not news.
There is a picture out of him, and let's say he looks different.
Okay, when did he slide that in? When he's been doing games every week?
Well, he's recently divorced.
Yeah.
So that tends...
It might be something just as easy as getting Botox, too. So if his face
sure
tightens up
get
and
Botox.
Like makes your face look weird.
Don't you think a lot of men get it?
With Botox. I'm sorry. Come on. Can we just not?
Women get it?
I don't know any men getting it.
I think that women get it and they'll admit to it, but more men get it. They just don't ever talk about it. I bet you anything. People in Hollywood, people in the media like Tom Brady, whose face is plastered all over TVs everywhere, up close.
Okay.
Maybe if you're in those positions, but no man I know has gotten Botox.
That's
admitted. Al Michaels doesn't have Botox. You know, all these other guys who've been doing this announcing forever. You know, you're not a leading man actor. I mean, it's okay to age, for heaven's sake.
Right.
You don't see Troy Aikman doing that. You don't see Joe Buck doing that unless they've done. You know, listen, good work is good work, but you don't see these other guys doing that. From what I've seen, Tony Romo, you don't see them doing it.
Yep. All right. So, Resume Genius ranked the 10 most dangerous jobs in the U.S. in 2025, and they ranked them by fatality rates and salaries. So, what would you say is the number one most dangerous job?
I would say that tow truck driver's up there, but I don't know that it's number one.
They say garbage collector.
Okay.
Median salary is about $48,000. It says that... Well, it doesn't specify why, but I would assume it's because, well, wouldn't they be at risk of someone hitting them?
Traffic hazards.
Yeah, traffic hazards.
Well, that's the tow truck drivers. You've got your back to traffic trying to save somebody on the highway. It's amazing how many people get killed doing that. What are some of the others?
Number two, logging worker. Number three, roofer. That doesn't surprise me at all. Number four, truck driver. Five, firefighter. Six, iron and steel workers. Seven, police and detectives. Eight, farm manager. That's a little surprising. Mm-hmm. I guess not, depending on what you're doing.
Dealing with cows.
Well, and in grain bins, too. I covered a lot of grain bin deaths in Iowa. When I was working there, which was awful. Yeah, I won't go into detail. Number nine, electrical power line technician. Not surprising. Number 10, pilot with a median salary at $198,000.
We'll talk next hour about... Did you see the Southwest pilot showing his pay stub?
I saw that.
We'll get to that. How much did you say the pilots make?
The median salaries is $198,000, just over.
Not if they're flying for Southwest, but we'll talk about
that
coming
one.
Up next hour. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. if you're into astronomy, we have got a bunch of events that's going to take place this new year. Coming up, there's going to have several supermoons, which are a series of larger appearing full moons, including the Wolf Moon. There's going to be a bunch of eclipses. There's a total lunar eclipse scheduled to happen in March, and then there's a solar eclipse that will actually happen in February. And then on top of that, you're going to have a bunch of meteor showers. So if you're into astronomy and you like looking up at the stars, you got a lot to look forward to this year.
Okay, very cool. Now, those are never as cool, though, in person. They hype them all up, you know, and then when you actually are out there looking, they're not that cool. The only thing that was cool was that we could see the Northern Lights this year.
Yeah.
Although, you could still see it with the naked eye, but then when you held your phone and you took a picture, it appeared a lot cooler. You remember that? That was recent.
Yeah, we just had another one that just happened where you could do that.
I always forget about those things. They remind you. But also, I'm not going to be one of those people who sets my alarm for 2 a.m. just so I can wake up and see it.
No, you should be up by then anyway, getting ready for work.
Not that early. About an hour later. So the owner of a New Jersey vintage guitar store says that two mandolins had been stolen and this thief snuck them into his jacket. Well, he was caught on the store surveillance video doing so, and I guess the video made its way around the internet and, you know, realized that he had been caught more or less on camera. So he ends up having a change of heart and he returns the items to the store with an apology note. Can you imagine?
Well, like
4 days later.
Like your mom makes you do when you're 12 and you steal candy from the store, right? That's how it's supposed to go.
You gotta take it back and get in trouble for it.
Right? That's
Wait,
exactly right.
Hold on. This is what the note said. Sorry, I've been drunk. Merry Christmas. You a good man. I think he's still drunk. You a good man.
You a good man. Didn't mean to steal these mandolins.
I was drunk and I decided to steal them and shove them in my coat.
Mandolins, of all things you'd shove in your coat. Okay.
I mean, they're small enough, at least.
Are they worth that? Yeah. I guess they're probably worth a pretty penny.
I guess. I don't know much about mandolins. I think they're cool, though, but I don't know much about them.
And finally, it looks like, I don't know if you heard or not, boxing champion Anthony Joshua, he was in a car wreck that was in Nigeria. And if you don't know who he is our favorite boxer because he knocked out Jake Paul.
Okay,
and
don't
broke
be a
his
hater
jaw.
Of Jake Paul. Come on. Broke his jaw in two places, by the way.
He smoked him. But yeah, a couple people died in that car wreck. It's not a good situation.
In Nigeria, right?
Correct. It was in Nigeria.
Yep. It was in Nigeria. Apparently, it's a road that's known for being very dangerous in Nigeria, where this occurred.
I feel like a lot of roads in Nigeria would be dangerous.
Yeah, I think you're
You would think.
Or washed out, or is there even asphalt? I don't know. I've not been to Nigeria, but yeah, that's too bad. We don't like to see that kind of thing happen. All right, thanks, guys. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.